But it's fine, yeah. Okay. So we'll get started. And I guess we'll try to continue this tomorrow and then maybe next week. We'll see. So it's a new Mishnah. New Sugya. Lam Bezim and Bezim Rosh Hashanah. Says, Shofar Shel Rosh Hashanah. In Ma'avir and Lava Satchon. So if the shofar is outside, or the person who's blowing shofar is outside of the tchum, let's say the near shul is outside of the tchum, so it says you're not allowed to go out of the tchum in order to hear the shofar. And also you're not allowed to dig up a pile of rubble. Okay, there's a question, is this the rabbana, this is the rice, so it's not exactly clear. But if the rubble is the rabbana, is the bukta, and under certain conditions, I think they say if you use a hatchet or something, then it could be like soser or like in the malacha. But saying if you, in order to get the shofar, if it's under a pile of rubble, you're not allowed to do it, to do that, to get the shofar, you know. V'lo olim be'ilan, nor could you climb a tree. V'lo rochel agav be'ema, nor ride an animal. V'lo shatan al-pahemayim, nor swim. Okay, and so these are all like shvusim. This is the rabbanas. Okay, in chotchen also, and you can't cut it. Okay, it's not clear if you like. There's two options. I think one way to learn is that you're cutting the inside, and the other is you're detaching it from the animal. Okay? One is that you're fixing it up by cutting out the inside, you know, gook or whatever. So you can't do that. Bein b'davashim mishim shvos, bein b'davashim mishim losasai. Whether you're cutting it with some sort of a normal instrument, the Gemara explains, the normal instrument, or an abnormal instrument, in which case it's a drabanan, or if you're using a normal instrument, in which case it's a regular malacha d'oraisa. So you can't do that. Yeah.
What's the, like, how many think all these things are okay?
Okay, good. We're going to get into it. Good question. Okay. We're going to get into it. Aval imrat salitin azochamayim oyayin yitin. But if you want to rinse it out with water or wine in order to make it sound better, to fix the sound, that you could do.
To fix the sound, not the smell.
Yes, the sound. All right. I think that's the idea. It's like you're rinsing it as like it's stuff caught in it and you're going to... You don't have to use a knife, you're just going to be able to use water to wash out the gook, and now it's going to work. So the saying is, Rashi says on that, he says, lo amrinan kamasaki mana. You don't say that's considered like tikkun mana. Tikkun mana is like a nicer, like a malacha on Shabbos. I'm not sure if they're one of the rest of it, but you know what I'm doing. So the saying is, this is not considered that. Okay? Why is not clear exactly, but that's what it's
like. What exactly is, like, what's in it, like, the prime example of, like, tikkun mana?
Well, it could be, like, using, I mean, I think they say if you, like, there's some sort of menorah, if you, like, attach together, or you build some sort of kli, or some sort of kli is broken, and you try to fix it. Like, this case of the knife, maybe you could argue that's the problem with if you use the knife to clean, to carve out the shofar, that's going to be tikkun mana. It's like you're creating a kli, right. You know, or fixing a kli, making it function. So if you're doing it with a knife, maybe it's malacha. But if you're doing it, just pouring
do
water.
It.
Yeah, right. If you do use a normal clay, which is, you know, which you do it, it's a malacha. It doesn't say what malacha, but I would think that's what it is. Yes, it's a clay, and you're fixing it, you're making it work. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to take up these things. So the Gemara said, I'm skipping the rest. The end of the Mishnah is another point. About kids blowing on Shana, Rosh Hashanah. It's, I don't know, it's a different subject. Maybe we'll get to it later, but for now. Okay. Lamin Bez, Lamin Bez, the bottom Mishnah. So the Gemara says, so the Mishnah had all these different things you're not allowed to do in order to blow a shofar. You're not allowed to violate Isur, the Haraisa, the Rabbana, and Malachos in order to blow a shofar. Okay, so the Gemara says, my time, oh, why not? Why not? Especially the Rabbanans, right? The Rabbanans and Mishofar, after all, is a Mitzvah, the Haraisa. So it says, Shofar Asehu. Shofar is a Mrs. Asai. Yantif Asai Vilos Asai. Yantif is an Asai, Shabbazon, to rest on the Yantif. And it's also a lav, don't do malacha. Right? So it's it says, Ve'en Asai Docha Los Asai Vasai. So the principle is an Asai, even though an Asai is Docha Los Asai, an Asai pushes aside Los Asai. But an assay does not push aside the combination of an assay and a less assay. Right? Because basically, it's simple logic is because why should I put one assay push aside the other assay? Right? So it simply doesn't push it off. Right? Doesn't push it off. and I the Darabanans. Right? That's a very good if it's Malhadaraisa, I understand these shofars line put some on the Raisa. So the Ron brings down and in this blame shot is that the Rabbanans are of the Chumrah of the Deraisas. Like the Rabbanan are Machmir and the Devrayim to make it to treat it equal to the Deraisa. Since it's not going to be Delcha the Malacha Deraisa, it's not going to be Delcha the Rabbanan, it's like equated to it. Which is interesting, but that's like.
Everywhere?
Everywhere in general. I don't know if everywhere. Here. I mean, it's not only here, but I don't know if it's a everywhere type of thing, but it just depends on the Rabbanan. But here, since it's like a Rabbanan, which is like a parallel to the Deraisa, it's like an add-on to the Deraisa, I mean, we're going to get into this a little bit. But it's the saying is, it has the same status. Rabbanan or Machmir treated their thing just like the Deraisa. Yeah. Yeah, right. So Bris would also not be Docha, Bris Mila would not be Docha because of this principle, but there's a limud of a Beyom Hashmini. Beyom Afilu B'Shabbos, something like that. It's an extra word that tells you that it's Docha Shabbos. But otherwise, it would not because of the same principle. Yeah. Okay, good question. Yeah.
Well, it's
Bris
Mila.
Okay, fine.
So then,
let's read just a little bit more. It says like this in the Gemara. It says, Hashta, the Rabbanan Amar, because it says, you can't, 1 second. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Hashta, the Rabbanan Amar, if you teach me at first, you're not allowed to violate the Rabbanan, the Raisa Mibaya, do you have to teach me you're not allowed to violate the Raisa? Of course. Why does the Mishnah have to tell me? Just tell me you're not allowed to violate the Rabbanans, and I would know that you're not allowed to violate the Raisas. Why does the Mishnah have to go this way to tell me some Raisas and some Rabbanans and some Raisas as well? Okay? Right? So Rashi explains, Hashad Rabbanan Amar Lo, Iser Tchumim Upikuach Hagal. So Tchum, Rashi, you'll see, Rashi learns very interestingly. It's just Tchum and Pikuach Hagal. Pikuach Hagal is, again, knocking a pile of rubble. To dig out from the rubble. The lekel and megs are utter deraisa. Those, there's no reason to be gozer to a deraisa. They're not going to lead to a deraisa. Still, despite that, Amrit Lo says you're not allowed to do these things. Shofar, you're not allowed to do these in order to get the shofar. So he says deraisa. Roch them. For instance, riding a horse. The ikel and meimar shema yachtoch zemor of ola b'ilan. That you may say, where we may could worry that maybe you'd cut off a branch and climb up a tree. I'm sorry, Olav Elon are climbing a tree. The Eagle and Megum are Shema Yatlosh. Right, there I saw that we're worried maybe you'd cut off, detach a branch, which is there I saw me, but yeah. Do you have to teach me that they're not allowed to do those? Right? So, what's interesting about Rashi? The Gemara says, Rashi, now you tell me there are Banon and there's not Docha. Certainly the Raisa. So what's interesting about how Rashi's learning that? Is Rashi learning some little shot here? Right? I mean, the simplest way you'd think it means that once you tell me it doesn't violate Nis de Raisa, so of course you don't tell me that it doesn't push aside Nis de Rabbanon. Right? De Raisa means de Raisa, de Rabbanon means de Rabbanon. But what does Rashi say? What does de Raisa mean? De Raisa means climbing a tree. Why?
Because
it's a gzera that will lead to a deraisa. And derabanan means something which is a derabanan which will not lead to a deraisa. Like, so to speak, you call it a pure derabanan. Mm-hmm. He's almost learning like there's like a pure derabanan and then a derabanan atu deraisa. The gzera, which is shuas, which will lead to a deraisa. So he's saying is now once you tell me that it's not doche, a pure derabanan. Certainly, it's not going to be docha derabanan, which will lead to a deraisa. What? The other way. Once you tell me it's not docha, no, it's not docha. A pure derabanan. Shofar isn't even docha. A pure derabanan. Certainly, it's not going to be docha derabanan, which will lead to a deraisa, because that's more chamor.
So you think it would be the other.
Oh, you would think.
You may
have thought if you only had the case of Tchum, let's say. I'm sorry. If you only had the case. This is two ways to go. If you only had that it's not Docha, let's say, climbing a tree, you might say, oh yeah, it's not riding a tree. That, the climbing a tree, that, I understand it's not Docha. But I would say that it is Docha, you know, Pikuach HaGal, or Tchum, so that it's necessary to teach me. No, even that it's not Docha. But I guess the Gemara's Kasha is, just teach me that it's not Docha, Bikocha, Gal, and Tchum, and then you don't need to teach me the other ones, the Shvas, because those are more Chomor. That's the way Rashi interprets the Gemara's Kasha. Right? Apparently, the way Rashi learns, none of these cases are Deoraisos. So although it would be nice to learn this thing as actually some of there are some of the Rabbanans, in fact, they're not. Those he's saying the Rabbanans, Olam Elon, climbing a tree, riding a horse, swimming, then cutting it off is already then the same day. That's the next part of the Mishnah. It's not up to that part of the Mishnah yet. So he's saying in this part of the Mishnah there are no Deoraisa. So what does the Margaret Marini mean Deoraisa? So he must mean, he's saying it means it's Deoraisa which will lead to a Rabbanan which will lead to Deoraisa. Right? So apparently, though, conceptually, you could have differentiated, and that's going to be our job, is to define these steps. Apparently, there's two chiddushim in our Mishnah. First of all, it is not docha a derabana which will lead to deraisa. And then even not only that, it's not even docha pure derabana. Right? That's what the Mishnah is teaching us. But that's what the Gemara is asking. Just teach me the second one, you know, that it's not docha the pure derabana, and I already know that it's not going to be docha the more chomer derabana. So the Gemara answer is no, Zuv ein sarach lo mar zuketani. And this is a standard answer. The Gemara says, it's teaching me this, and it goes without saying that. It's not docha pure derabanan, and you don't even have to say that it's not docha derabanan shalita deraisa. That's like a style. It's a style sometimes Mishnayos employ. Is that it first teaches me the big chiddush, and then it says, and of course, ein sarach lo mar zu.
And what was the big chiddush again?
The bigger chiddush is to say that even a pure darabanan, which will not lead to any deraisa,
like what was like, the case?
Oh, like riding. I'm sorry, like going outside the tchum, or like pulling up the pile of rubble, which let's say is muktzah, something like that. You know, so it's not going to be. No one's going to violate deraisa from that. It's just a darabanan. So you that even that shofar is a deraisa. So I was not doch of that. You'd say there's definitely doch of that at least. By reclining a tree, you'll say it's Darabanan, true. But it's Darabanan which could lead to a Deraisa. Right? Darabanan which could lead to a Deraisa. So therefore you'd say, right? But this is a pure Darabanan. So that's what it's teaching you, that it's even Dachadah. Okay. Right? It's even not, I'm sorry, it's even not Dachadah. So it's not Dachadah. Not Dachadah any of that. Okay. So I'll show you, I mean, I think we have to define this. I mean, we have to define the steps here. But let me just show you. We'll backtrack. But let me just show you Rabbeinu Chananel. Okay, now Rabbeinu Chananel learns this more differently. So it says like this. 1 second. So you look at the bottom line on in Lam Beis and Beis. 1 second. Yeah. It says, "Lo olam ilon v'lo rochum rochum." But Shinan hashta lo olam ilon shu mishum shvos derabanan. Now you tell me that you can't climb a tree, which is a derabanan. It's not elu mishum shvos olam ilon be elu amrina and delo. You told me that you can't violate those which are derabanans. Pikoch hagal v'avars atchum shem esrom min haTorah hotzrich lomar delo. The pikoch hagal and tchum which are deraisas. You have to tell me. Course, right?
He's understanding them differently than Rashi.
Right. So he's learning. Right, and then the more answers are parki hachinamik tani imfach l'sagal kolam alubikoch agal kios l'tavashu isur min haTorah. Not only in isur min haTorah, I lafil davashim mishum shvos lo dachi, even shvos not docha. So he's learning that these things are actually deraisos. Right?
What's the nafka meaning in saying that, though? Like, who cares?
Oh, well, it's a big difference is if you actually sound like if you do pikoch hagal, if you go outside the tchum, just as one difference, is it's a deraisa, deraisa, according to him. Right? And he ends up learning the Gemara straight. Right? It says now that nisa deraisa is not docha. I'm sorry. Now that nisa derabanan is not docha, certainly nisa deraisa is not going to be docha. But you have to tell me the deraisa, you already know derabanan is not docha. Right, so it's shvus. So it turns out, according to him, the shvus is the what it says derabanan. It means derabanan mamish. It means shvus. It says deraisa. It means deraisa mamish. Normal way, which is fine. Presumably, he learned that tchum is deraisa, and he learned that pikoch hagal is deraisa. Apparently Rashi doesn't hold by those things. Those are other mahalukim. So if you don't hold by those things, then you have to learn the Gemara in this funny way, like Rashi's learning. But Mezlanel apparently holds it there, Isos. And therefore he's going to read the Gemara straight. Right? I mean, again, but either both according to Rashi and according to Mezlanel, we have to define the different steps in the Gemara. Right? There's two steps. Teaching you first it's not the A, and then it's also not the B. You know, and it's going to be different according to the Tushitas, because, you know, they're different facts, different, you know, categories that we're dealing with. Okay?
So then it'll...
Yeah. Yes, definitely. Yeah, the Pshat is definitely Rav Yochanan smoother in terms of the Pshat.
How do you read
Rashi has going for him? The one thing Rashi does have going for him is the order is right according to Rashi. Because the first case in the Mishnah is Einma Virna Sotcham Ben Facham Esagal. And then the case is the other ones, the right and the branch climbing the tree. So it's saying is once you tell me the first two cases, which are pure Darabanans, I already know the second cases. According to Rabbeinu Hananel, it's a little bit backwards. It's saying is once you tell me the second case, which are the Darabanans, and what do you tell me the first ones? And then the answer is not, like, it's a little backwards. The order is a little bit backwards, according to Rabbeinu Hananel. Which is, you know, it is what it is. It's not, you know. Yeah, it seems like he has the same gear, so the same order. Yeah.
So would Rashi hold that...
Oh, 1 second. Look at that. Oh, no, it doesn't matter. You again?
Right, okay.
Right, now, so that's a good question I was asking. Is according to Rashi, the Chiddush is not docha regular Darabana, which leads to the Doraisa. It's not even docha pure Darabana, right? But Rabbeinu Hananel has, no, it's not docha Doraisa, nor is docha Shvas Darabana. But what about Rabbeinu Hananel? What would he say? It would be docha one of these pure Darabanans? We know he doesn't have them. So we don't know what he would hold. Right? I mean, he apparently learns Chum as Deraisa, and he learns Pekach Gagal as Deraisa. So what would he say if there were a pure Darabanan like that, you know? So we don't know. It's not clear. Right. But let's say, we're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves. So let's just go back to Rashi. Okay? Go back to Rashi. So it's saying is... First step would be, apparently, the first Chiddush is... that it's docha a little bit out of the order of what's presented, but conceptually the first chiddush is that it's docha, that it's not, shofar is not docha climbing a tree, swimming, riding a horse, right? Which are the rabbanans, which will lead to a deraisa. But I would say, I would have thought, could have argued, that it is docha, let's say mukza or tchom, which is a rabbanan, right? Maswano, even that not, right? But I mean, the first stop, I mean, apparently we do that. So what's that idea? And as we said, altogether it's not so easy to understand because, I mean, it's not really the Raisa. Gemara says because Hei Nasei Dech Lo Zeh Vaseh, but this is really the Rabbanon. Right, so it seems like it's dealing with that idea, of like how this thing extends to the Rabbanon, you know? Sounds reasonable. Okay, so obviously a good first step here. It's like, it's plain logic here, is that deraisa ain't asay docha losos avasay. Right, that's what it means, that deraisa can't be docha, deraisa ain't asay docha losos avasay. Now you're telling me is that a derabanan takes on the chumrah of a deraisa. Right? Now that, he says, makes good sense by a shvas. Because the whole shvas is a protection on the deraisa. Right? It's almost like riding a horse is the first step to right ripping off branches. So the Rabbanan said, not only can't you rip off branches, you can't do that activity, which is the first step of ripping off branches. So that's like an extension of the Deraisa. So since it's there, it's protecting the Deraisa, so it will have the Chumrah, in terms of the Chia, it will have the Chumrah of the Deraisa. That Aseh won't be Docha, that Shvus, because that Shvus is an extension of a Deraisa, which is an Aseh and the Los Aseh. So it's saying is not only, that's what the Mishnah is teaching you, is that not only is Aseh not Docha, the Aseh and the Los Aseh, it's not even Docha, the Shvus of the Asay and the Los Asay. That which is protecting, that which is built as an extension of the Asay and the Los Asay, of the Deraisa, as a protection of it, has the Chumrah of the Deraisa, insofar as the Chiyah. That I would say. But now if you want to take a pure Derabanan, which is not set up to protect a particular Deraisa or Malacha, protecting this Deraisa. So now it's just the Derabanan. So now you have Shofar, it's a Mitzvah Deraisa versus a Derabanan of, let's say, Muktzah or of Rabbi Gal or going outside the chum. So then I say it's Docha. The Raisa should be Docha the Rabbanon. Simple logic. Kamashma on our Mishnah, no. Even that you can't do. Right? Even that you can't do. So why not? Why not? What's that? Good point. How could it be? I mean, how could it be that the Raisa isn't Docha the Rabbanon? I mean, why not? Seems like a solid argument. Only that, I'll ask you even better. Why don't you say, look, it's the Rabbanon, right? But why don't I say, even if forget that it's the Rabbanon, but why don't you say it's an assay? Shabbos an assay, it's the Los assay. Tchum is a Los assay, and it's not anything, it's Los and an assay. How does it become an assay? It's an Isser going outside the Tchum. See, by Malacha itself, you could say it's a Los assay and an assay, Shabbosom, rest. And even the Shvus, you'll say it's a Shvus, it's a protection of the Los Hosei and the Hosei. But now you tell me it's a pure Darabonon, it's not really Malacha. So then, it's even if you want to say, ignore that it's a Darabonon, even if it were a Doraisa, an Hosei should be Docha Los Hosei. So it's a problem is that it's a Darabonon, and now it's removed from the Malacha, from the Hosei and Los Hosei of Isra Malacha, it's something separate from that. So now, why isn't Shofar Docha those? Right? I mean, we have to understand a little bit what these are. If they're not really, it's kind of puzzling altogether. If you tell me it's not Docha, it's not really protecting a particular Deraisa, then why are these Asar? The Rabbanon just made it up. Like, isn't their role to protect the Dora? They just, like, made up an Asar of Tchum. They just said, yeah, we don't want people to go outside of Tchum. Why not? Isn't that, has nothing to do with Malacha? Or Imoksa? You know, it's not Yantav Tech. What's the right? So it's a stomach question. Right. And here's another, maybe a clue or a question. But the Gemara says why. I mean, it says because Ein Asay Devil Asay Devil Asay. But the problem is how does that work exactly? Because this doesn't really seem to be applicable, right? It's very good for half of the case of Mishnah, but what about the other half? Doesn't Gemara ever supply an alternate reason, right? So, like, we don't necessarily kind of like to say something like that, or you can say a lot of different answers, but it's almost like, but that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara does take up this question. It says, why not? It says, oh, because Shofar's an Asay, and this is a Losev Asay, and it's a Del Losev Asay. But now you're going to tell me that these Darabonans are pure Darabonans, they're not there to, because maybe you're going to come to a Daraisa. So now it's not really an Asay and Losev Asay, it's just an Isser Darabonan. Which is the Los Hosei. So now you're back to the problem. Shofar's an Hosei. Should we Docha the Los Hosei? Right. Okay, so let's pursue this. So let me read Rambam. I mean, I think Ben's throwing a good approach here. Let me just read Rambam that kind of shows you a framework here.
Nice.
This is what Rafi is getting at. It's Rambam El Mukta. Okay, where he introduces Mukta. And I'm not, my goal isn't to explain everything in this Rambam. It's a little bit long and there's like a lot of points in it. So I'll just give you an overview of it and we'll take 1 point from it. But it's the man's analysis in his own right. It's in Chav Dalet Yud Beis in Shabbos. So it says, Asur Chacham Natalatal Mixes Dvarim Shabbos Kedach Shulosu B'chol. So the Chacham asked you to move certain things on Shabbos like you do in the Chol. Mukta. Why'd they even get involved in this? It's not malacha. They're moving. How's moving a malacha? It's not a malacha. It's moving. He says, Amru. They said like this. If the Chacham Neviim said you shouldn't walk on Shabbos like you walk on Chol, or you should talk on Shabbos like you talk on Chol, you're moving things on Shabbos, shouldn't be like Chol. So it won't become like a weekday in his eyes. He'll pick up and he'll fix his camp to this corner, he'll move furniture around, let me buy some ice from this house to that house. Or to like hide rocks. Because he's batal, he's bored, he's sitting in his house all day. He's going to basically look for something to do. The nimsa shalosh shavas, it's going to turn out he doesn't not really show this. Ubatel hatam shenam arvator l'man yenuach. The whole idea is it's supposed to create a positive kiyum of a day of rest. And here a guy could technically avoid any malacha; he'll just be schlepping things all over the place. Doesn't do any technical malacha, but he's against the whole idea of yom shavas. Ve'od continues next halacha. Kashi vaker yitaltel kelim shachtal eser. If he's going to be carry around kelim shachtal eser, after she is azik by mat, maybe he's going to work with them a little bit. Ve'od yem halacha. And wind up doing halacha. Okay. It says, one second. It says, ve'od mimnei shemiktas ha'amein abali amnias. Some of the people aren't really craftsmen, amnias. El batelim, kol yimeim, they just sit around. Ginkatayalim, ve'yoshvei kronos. They're always not shoves. They never work. If they're allowed to walk and talk and carry, move things like in other days, they're not going to have any shvisa at all. The guy who's unemployed, is it going to be shoves? Is it going to be the same as any other day? The fikach shvisa midvarim elohi hashvisa shava b'kal adam. These things are shvisa, which is equal to everybody. Employed or unemployed, muktzah l'padiyah. And because of these things, they touched on this Sotopah. You only let move Kalim, which are as a Tzarafah. The point is that the Ram's, what I'm suggesting here, and this is, I think, what Ben and Rafi are getting at here, is that it's not that if I move something which is Muktzah, even Klishmat al Isser, then I'm going to do the Isser Malacha. If I move a pen, I'm going to write with it. No, I'm just moving. Just moving. But it's like, in general, the Yom HaShabbos is going to fall away if you don't have an Esser Maksan. People are unemployed. They're not going to do anything. People are going to be carrying things around from corner to corner. It's just going to end up eating away at the character of the Yom HaShabbos. And ultimately, that's going to break down Shabbos. And that's going to break down Shabbos. So, but that's different than a particular, if you ride a horse, then you, while you're riding the horse, you're going to rip off a branch. It's like, almost like riding a horse at the beginning of the malacha. It's like it's the first step in a malacha. And they're saying is that you're not allowed to do this because it's the first step of a malacha. You're not allowed to rip off branches, you're not allowed to ride horses and then rip off branches. It's a beginning, it's an extension of the deraisa itself. A derabbanan, a pure derabbanan, means it can't look at it as an extension of any particular iser. Can't say, since you're not allowed to cook, therefore you're not allowed to move rocks around. What does one have to do with another? It's not an extension of that. It just, there's an overarching, like as you said, like a broad idea of Yom HaShabbos, and there's a derabbanan which is protecting, it's still their role as protectors of the deraisa, but it's an overarching protection. It's not, in particular, it's not protecting anything. The particular form of the thing is, it can't be viewed as an extension of a particular deraisa. Rather, it's a pure deraisa, in structure, it's a pure derabbanan, but its purpose in existing is to protect the deraisa. Like, it's almost like in a shvus, it's not just that its purpose is to protect the deraisa, it's so close to the deraisa that it's like an extension of the Issa deraisa. It's the beginning of the Issa deraisa. Running horse is the beginning of ripping off a branch. So it could structurally be an extension of the Issa deraisa. Mutzah can't extend any Issa deraisa, but its reason for existence is to protect the deraisa. To protect which deraisa? The Asay and the Los Asay. An Asay and the Los Asay is a deraisa. They were Shabbos, but Yontif is the same thing, right? At least in this regard. So it's saying is, the chiddush is that, the first chiddush is that, ein asei dochel asei v'asei. So that's by a deraisa. Shofar is not going to be docha mamish, and it's a deraisa. And then it's not even going to be docha shvos, which is structurally an extension of an esa deraisa. Because since it's an extension of the deraisa, it takes on the chumrah of the deraisa. Then not only that, but even a pure, something which is structurally a pure derabbanan, but whose reason for existence is the nature, its existence is as a protection of the deraisa, of the asay and the los asay. That also takes on the chumrah of the asay and the los asay, and the shofar isn't docha that. That's what it's saying, is that's showing you the extent to which the chachamim are ma'amid the devrayim, kishal Torah, is even not only in a deraisa, which is an extension of the deraisa, even in a derabbanan, which is a protection, which is structurally apart, but his existence as a protection of the deraisa takes on the chomer of that deraisa which is protecting. And you say, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So that's the two steps. And that's what we're saying. Once you tell me that one, of course it's not going to, you know, the one which is the extension of the deraisa. So that says you're right, but that's just the style of the Mishnah. Tell me lozu afsu. We don't like this, but I'm sorry. This, and of course it goes without saying that.
Oh, the that one?
Bigmar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Gemara answered those off. Zov answer Chalamezu. That's just a stylistic answer, you know. There's nothing, you know, that's common. Right. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point. Obviously. So when Rashi says, when it says, Hashta de Rabbanan Amarlo de Raisa Mibaya, it means Hashta, that which is structurally, entirely, purely de Rabbanan, it's not Docha. Certainly de Raisa Mibaya, that de Rabbanan, which is an extension of the de Raisa, do you need to teach me this? Not Docha. Doesn't mean a de Raisa itself, but it means it's the de Rabbanan, which is an extension of the de Raisa, as opposed to the de Rabbanan, which is a pure de Rabbanan structurally. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Tchum is similar to Bikil Mukta. That's what the Mirashi is going to learn. Is the Rabbanan means, like you say, similar thing. Is that it's true there's no malacha in Mukta, in Tchum. Not doing any malacha, you're just walking. But I mean, you could not do any malacha, but you could travel the whole Shabbos away, the whole Yantav away. So it's not a Yom Menucha, it's not a Yom HaShabbos. You just lose the character of the Yom HaShabbos. So this malacha is trying to create a certain character of a Yom. So technically, a person being a traveler could not do any malacha because he's busy traveling, but he's undermining what the Yom HaShabbos is designed for. So that type of an activity also is, Rashi could say, is a protection of, not of any particular malacha, but of the character of the Yom, which is a Yom, which has a, is a malacha, and which is an asay and a los asay. You know what I mean? Okay. So now let's turn to Rabbeinu Chananel. Okay, so Rabbeinu Chananel is learning that first step is telling me that if you're not allowed to go outside the tchum for a shofar or rip up rubble for a shofar, right? Now the problem is, because that's a deraisa. That's a deraisa, right? So it's saying, is that deraisa? Is not docha shofar is a deraisa. It's not docha that. Not docha those deraisas, right? And then the next step is not only is it not docha deraisa, it's not even a docha derabanan, like riding a horse, right? Swimming. So what's is there a chiddush in the fact that it's not docha deraisa? Like what are the steps here? Because I'll ask you a question. Maybe I'll just ask you a pointed question. Is what's the deraisa of tchum? I mean, Rabbeinu Chananel is learning it's the deraisa. Tchum is deraisa, right? And I think the Rambam learns that way also. I think they say the Rambam learns tchum. There's a much bigger tchum which is the deraisa, and then the 2,000 am. I think it's 12 mil or something like that, and then 2,000 am is the rabbanon. But he learns it from Aliyatei Shemkoma, Yom Shabbos. There's an isser. It's not malacha. It's a separate isser, a lav, of going outside the tchum. On Shabbos. Many mitzvahs he has it as a separate esser. Presumably Rabbeinu Chananel learns the same way, because he learns the Raisa. Right? Shalas is malacha. Shalas is chus the gvul b'Shabbos. He got out of the gvul on Shabbos. So it's not malacha. It's a separate esser. So that's what it's telling you, is that if you need to go out of the tchum on Shabbos, tell Yontif to get the shofar, you can't do it. Right? But I have a question now. That's not an asai. That's a los asai only. Malacha is an asay of shvisa and loz asay, but tchum is a separate lav. It's not a shvisa. It's not a malacha. It's an independent disser. It's not a malacha. So pikuach egal. I'm not sure what the isser is. I think there's a advice or says that it might be a soser, so that you can learn as a malacha. But now you see, it's not only a din of malacha. It's even. So it's, and my point is that even in the deraisa, the fact that it's not docha, that it's not docha deraisa is a chiddush, because the deraisa is tchum, which is not really an asay and a los asay. So that's a little bit of a problem. So it's saying is the first step. It's saying is that shofar isn't docha deraisa like tchum, and then not only that, it's not even docha the derabanan, which is a shos. So. What I'd like to do, I'm going to leave you with this to think about, because I'm going to add on another question. What I'd like to do is, first of all, let's define that. What's the two? What's the steps, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, and how is he going to answer that question, which I'm asking, that it's not, it's a tchum isn't really a losa, it's just a losa. And then I want to ask you another interesting thing. Let me do a Ron. There's an interesting Ron here. So the Ron asks a problem. It's a little bit of a problem. Is that... If you would say, if I would ask you, could you climb a tree in order to blow a shofar, to get a shofar down, right? So they'd say shofar is deraisa, climbing tree is derabanan. So the say should be dechad losa say, right? So what would you say? If, let's say you didn't know this idea of ena say dechad losa say basai. So you didn't know about that. What would you think? Does that sound reasonable? I climb the tree in order to get the shofar, because shofar is an asai, so therefore in theory it should be docha. Because the Gemara asks, why don't you say shofar is docha? And an answer is in a docha zalev asai. But can you think of a different reason why you'd say you can't climb the tree in order to get the shofar? And, you know, mitzvah b'avera, but it would be docha in theory, so it wouldn't really be an avera. But you're onto something. It just wouldn't be, that's the question, it should be docha. Right, but why wouldn't it be dochet? Why is it not so simple just to say a shofar is an asay?
Well,
yeah.
Do we blow shofar on Shabbat?
Oh, let's say it's Yantif.
Oh.
Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Yeah. Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, Yantif. If I said okay. Shabbos.
Is it that, like, you have both and you choose one?
Yeah, okay, good.
Or you could do it like, but this, you're climbing a tree, and that's the answer, and then you're also doing it like...
You're right.
What's the...
You're right. And that's kind of, I think, what Marcus is getting at also. It's like, it's a step removed. It's what's called a machshirei asay. It's not like blowing the shofar is the esser. If blowing the shofar is the esser, yeah, the asay of the shofar should be the ochay. But the blowing the shofar is an esser, it's climbing a tree. But climbing a tree isn't a mitzvah. It's just that it's a step which is going to get me the shofar, which is an asai. Right? So is that the same thing? So let's see what the Ran says. So the Ran says that no, really it wouldn't be docha. Really it wouldn't be docha because it's a machshir. It's a step removed. And a step removed, it really shouldn't be docha. It's just like this.
What would be a case where it would be straight up?
Oh, like I guess in theory, Mila. Mila is like is a mitzvah, but it's an iser because it's like a chabura, it's like a malacha. So then, in theory, there's a direct clash, you know. We're blowing shofar. In theory, he's playing music on Shabbos, but playing is a mitzvah, so it's docha the iser of playing music. There's a, you know, let's say, so that's a direct clash. But this is like indirect. It's called machshirei mitzvah, that which is like a machshir hechsher mitzvah. You know, it's which enables the mitzvah. So let me see here. It says like this. The Ran says.
Question.
Mm-hmm. In order that I could do that. But that's the thing, is in theory you could argue that dechia means you have the mitzvah is docha, the iser. But here, riding, climbing a tree isn't a mitzvah. It's just that in order, the gavra is on his way to do a mitzvah. Well, is that a docha? I mean, that's already a different idea. It's one thing if structurally there's a clash between this action is a mitzvah and this action is an iser. What wins out? But that's normal, one type of a clash. But now the action isn't a mitzvah, the action is climbing a tree. It's just the gavra is osik, it's part of his azaskas in a mitzvah. So it's called, is that docha an iser? That's already big chiddush. It's a question. And different, it's sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't, it's whatever. But the Ran says like this, he says, really the Gemara could have said that really it's not docha because of that. It says, it says this reason. Really, because it's true. It's an asay, and it's not the asay. You didn't need that reason. Because even if yantif was only a los asay, lo asi machshirei shofar, machshirei shofar wouldn't come. And push it aside. Because at the moment that you're violating the lav, climbing the tree, lo mekayim, I say, you're not being mekayim, and I say, so the dechia, he's saying, really only would work anyways if simultaneous with your violation is the mitzvah. Then the mitzvah pushes it aside.
There's no asay being
docha. Yeah, climbing tree is asay. Now, what allows me to climb the tree? Because in my head, I'm thinking I want to blow shofar. That's true, but that's not, he's holding, in terms of the chiyah, it wouldn't work. So he's saying, so why doesn't the Gemara just say that? Right? Because the Gemara is saying, why isn't it docha? Oh, because I say it isn't docha, lo say. Well, in his day, it shouldn't be docha anyways. So the Ron says, oh, Kushta the Milsa. He's just telling you that in truth, it's not Doch, because it's saying a Los Asai. But really, it could have said anyways, even if it weren't Asai versus Los Asai, Los Asai, it could have said that also. Right? There's really two reasons why it's not Doch. Right? Two reasons why it's Doch. One is because there's no direct clash, this thing, because it's only a step removed. And secondly, because it's an Asai, it's not Doch, Los Asai, Asai. But my question is which one would you think? I mean, it's more of a question, almost a problem. But which one would you think is more primary? Which one do you think is more primary?
Which
one? What reason would you think is more primary to write? Is the reason that because it's an Asai versus Los Asai, Asai, or the fact that there's not really a clash?
The first one.
The Los Asai, Asai?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's my question, why? I mean, I could see saying the other way. It's not so simple to me. I mean, I don't know if I can argue the case, but I can see saying it's not even a clash altogether. That's really, I'm more posing it as a question to think about.
Oh.
Is defend for me why it is that the Gemara is, the Ron saying is, really there, that's a good answer also, but the Gemara is just saying in truth, this is another reason. So my question is why is it that that's the one that the Mishnah should write? You know,
according to the Ron.
That's the Ron's explaining, yes, right. Given that there are two reasons why it's not Doche, why is it that the Mishnah is using that reason as opposed to that reason? Or is it just saying, it doesn't really matter, you say whichever, or presumably there should be a reason why that's the one which the Gemara selects.
Hmm.
You know, I'm not arguing one way or another, I'm saying, you know, stop. Okay?
Yeah,
okay, so for tomorrow, let's take up the Rabbein Chanan, two studies of Rabbein Chanan, and let's see if we can answer this Ron, and then... You know, I'm not sure how far I'll get tomorrow, but then we're going to keep going further and make more.